G'day, I'm Pastor Matt Tilley, and this is part 5, exploring the Lord's Prayer. We are doing the absolute basics, basic teaching. And the old word for basic teaching is catechism. So each week, I want to start with something very old from 1529, Martin Luther's basic teaching. So you might like to read it out loud with me the old way. It goes like this. Give us today our daily bread. What does this mean? God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all evil people, but we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. KFC is having a lot of trouble, so old Colonel Sanders rings up the Pope for help, and he says to the Pope, I need you to change your prayer from give us this day our daily bread to give us this day our daily chicken, and if you do it, I'll give the Catholic Church $1 billion. The Pope says, look, I'm sorry, it's the Lord's Prayer. I can't change the words. After another month, KFC is still doing terrible, so Colonel Sanders rings up the Pope again and he says, listen, Your Excellency, I really need your help. I'll give you $5 billion if you change the words from give us this day our daily bread to give us this day our daily chicken. And the Pope responds, but it is the Lord's Prayer. I cannot change it. More months pass. KFC is just doing terrible sales. So old Colonel Sanders is desperate. He rings up the Vatican and he says, listen, Pope, if you change the words from give us this day our daily bread to give us this day our daily chicken, I'll donate $100 billion to the church. The Pope says, let me get back to you. The next day, the Pope calls all the cardinals and bishops together and he says, I have good news and bad news. The good news is that KFC are going to donate $100 billion to the church. The cardinals and bishops rejoice at the news. And then someone says, what about the bad news? And the Pope says, well, the bad news is we lost the sponsorship from Wonder Bread. Give us today our daily bread. What does it mean to pray for this? To understand this, I'm going to go through this backwards. So first I'm going to talk about bread, then daily, and then this day. We're going to talk about it bit by bit, back to front, in small pieces. So let's start with the word bread. Why would we pray to God for bread? Bread is about discerning want from need and supporting those in need. If Jesus had given this prayer in Asia, it might have said, give us this day our daily rice. For many Asian people, rice is so fundamental to life that in Cantonese, for instance, one way of saying how are you is, have you eaten rice today? If Jesus had given this prayer in Ireland 150 years ago, it might have been, give us this day our daily potatoes, because potatoes were the basic staple food. In the highlands of PNG, it might have been, give us this day our daily sweet potato and taro and pig. But for me, bread makes sense. Bread is actually my favourite food. I eat bread every day. I need daily bread. I can cook, but my favourite food is sandwiches. This makes perfect sense to me, and if you don't like bread, I get it. For the ancient people, bread was a symbol of basic needs. Bread was absolutely essential to many of their religious rituals. It was so important that Jesus said, I am the bread of life, and by that he meant, I am your most basic need. So this prayer helps us discern want from need. We don't pray for our daily chocolate. I'm sorry, but we don't even pray for our daily coffee. We don't pray for our daily internet or beer. This is not a prayer for a trip to Bali, a nice house, or a big TV. When we pray this prayer, the first thing we learn is to distinguish want from need. To pray for bread means to think about what I truly need and to learn to distinguish want from need. I actually think that's why fasting is actually a helpful practice, because when we fast, we learn to discover what we actually need. The other thing is, when we pray for bread, we not only distinguish want from need, but we pray for those in need. This prayer commits us to give generously. I love that they call the free meal hosted in St. Luke's Hall, our church, daily bread. I think that's brilliant. And so we can't pray, Lord, give us this day our daily bread, without supporting moves like that free meal for the people on our streets. This prayer cannot be prayed unless we commit to give bread to others. This prayer reminds us to stop focusing on feathering our nests and filling our fridges while we neglect the poor. I want to be blunt with you. I hear lots of silly excuses for not helping the poor. People say things like, if I give to World Vision or ALWS, how can I be sure it'll all get to those in need? Well, you can work that out, because often that's just an excuse. But if we pray for our daily bread, we are not just committing to something for ourselves, because we're distinguishing want from need, and we are committing to the needs of all, because we pray our daily bread. We commit to help the poor. That's bread. The second word I want to look at is the word daily. It's not weekly, monthly, or annual. It's letting go to trust daily. This prayer slows us down. This is a prayer that says, I'm not going to get ahead of myself. You know, there's an emotional and a spiritual cost of living in the future. The old stance for prayer used to be just open hands, holding up your hands open, not like closed fists and bent down. There's nothing wrong with whatever posture it is that you have in prayer, just to be clear. But the old stance was open hands. Open hands admit that I'm not in control. They're empty. They're letting go and trusting. So when we pray to God for our daily needs, it's like open hands. It's like saying, I'm going to let go. I'm not going to try and control everything. I'm not going to try and fix the future. When we pray, give us this day our daily bread, we actually relinquish control and we learn to trust. So first, bread. We pray just for needs. Secondly, daily. We learn to trust God daily. And the third word there is this day. This is about being present to receive. You know, when we pray, give us this day our daily bread, it's a bit of a clumsy kind of thing. It's a complicated sentence. It could have been said much more simply. Think about it. Give us this day our daily bread. It's longer than it needs to be. And the bit that's kind of extra, you'd call it superfluous, which means unneeded. The bit that's superfluous is the word this day. We've already said daily. So why double up? Why does Jesus double up and say, give us this day our daily bread? Because Jesus wanted us to be in this moment now, truly present. One of the most amazing things about modern Aussies seems to be our ability to be not truly present. The digital age has scattered our attention. You've probably been tempted 3 or 4 times, if listening or watching, just to change to something else already, because we've learnt to be scattered with lives filled with screens and noise and colour. You know what I mean. I don't need to go on about it. These days, I go bushwalking to soak up the sun and the air, and I see people walking in a beautiful rainforest. Yep, that's where I live. I see people walking in a beautiful rainforest with their heads down, staring at a screen, not truly present. I think that's why mindfulness is so popular, because it's about stopping and being truly present. But as I said to someone recently after we did some mindfulness can be okay if it's just being aware. It's a fairly natural human thing that we need to learn. But compared to prayer, mindfulness is like being invited to a 3-course meal and eating only the entree. For many years, I've had a practice of just turning off the radio and the phone and the music in the car and just being present. Then after I've been present for a while, I often just talk and listen. Jesus tells us to pray and say, "Give us today our daily bread," because he's inviting us to stop and be present in this very moment. He's calling us to be attentive to the here and now so that we can trust to depend on God who is present. So that's a practice for prayer. To eliminate the rushing, to stop all the doing and just start being. To stop drifting all over the place and zooming into the future and having your focus in so many places and brooding over so many things and just be present this day. So we pray, give us this day our daily bread. Let's do that now. I'm going to just invite you to pray and close your eyes, and we're going to meditate on God's word. We're going to reflect on that. But if you would just close your eyes for a moment, I'm just going to guide you in a very safe prayer. The prayer's on the screen. I'm going to get you to repeat the words of the Lord's Prayer after me. But we're going to do it in a diminishing way, smaller and smaller and smaller, until we just focus on God as the giver. So let's just close our eyes. Would you close your eyes for a moment? Feel the breath in your lungs. Notice the air in your nose. Notice the rise and fall of your chest. And as you do, remember that the word for spirit is pneuma, air, breath. God is present now. In your heart or out loud, you might like to say, "Jesus, I'm yours." Just sit for a moment and be aware of your body, the light, the air, the present. And now you might like to repeat after me as we pray simpler and simpler. Let's go. Our Father in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily. Give us this day Give us Give And as you sit, realize that God is at heart essentially a giver, a lover, the source of grace, who is your very need. And may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life eternal. Amen.